Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivegowerland.com with another quick tip for families in intensive care. Now, currently we're working with a client who has their 75-year-old dad in ICU, and the intensive care team wanted to withdraw treatment, and they were basically drugging him up with benzodiazepines as well as antidepressants. Now, the client has no history of depression. And you know, he's been on a ventilator with a tracheostomy for a few weeks now, and it looks like he was coming close to be weaned off the ventilator, but it didn't happen in a time frame that was convenient for the intensive care team, so they went back to the family and said, look, we need to stop treatment. After working with the client and after reviewing the medications that the client was on, it was clear that the intensive care team was trying to, quote unquote, working him up for an end-of-life situation, and they were basically trying to slowly but surely give him drugs that made him drowsy and more ventilator dependent. So it would have been easy to stop ventilation and basically the patient would have passed away. That is also being referred to as euthanasia, and euthanasia is illegal. So after they stopped all the sedation, lo and behold, the client's dad is now waking up and is even improving and has been mobilized yesterday and getting out of bed. So it really goes to show that you must always question. You must always question, because it literally can save your loved one's life. And with the help of our consultancy and advocacy, we can really go places with you and help your loved one very quickly. So that's my tip for today. Always, always question and look what's happening behind the scenes and get professional consulting and advocacy. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivegowerland.com, and I'll talk to you in a few days. Take care.